You having fun yet?
There's a loaded question.
I suppose by that remark that you must be. How is your breakfast, by the way?
Sitting all the better for having your boot in it, thank you.
Oh, good.
Do you do this a lot?
Did I say you could stand up?
The floor's cold and hard.
Why'd you think I chose this corridor?
I'd have thought for the isolation, actually. Get us in one at a time, maybe.
I don't do this much, actually. Used to be something we did a lot here. Herd up the new arrivals, pluck them one by one as they sleep and soften them up. Works much better than Pylene 50 and suppressing you lot, I can assure you.
Oh, what happened?
Local human rights groups, that's what. You had to keep them quiet, else they wouldn't let us squat in their system.
Why am I so special?
You're not.
Let me rephrase. Can I stand up now?
Yeah, alright. Just don't do anything you're likely to regret later.
Why might I regret it?
Of course, we haven't yet been properly introduced. You'll find out at the assembly for new arrivals tomorrow precisely why it is that I have the power of life and death over you.
Oh, you're not the warden, are you?
What's so ridiculous about that?
Nothing, actually. It's just I'd have expected one of your cronies to beat me up for you.
Yeah.
Oh!
Good.
I like the personal touch. Don't worry, you'll feel the fingers again by morning. Now, where were we?
I was asking to stand up, and you were telling me that you're the big boss man around here.
That's right.
So can I stand up?
Yeah, sure.
Why me?
Eh?
Why single me out for the reinitiation of an archaic ritual?
What, this softening?
That's the one.
Because of what you will do on this station.
And what's that? I mean, what makes you think I was planning to do anything at all?
Everybody does. I don't see why you should be any exception.
Oh, then why not beat everybody up?
The local human rights groups, remember?
That still doesn't single me out very convincingly.
An object lesson to everyone else. You seem the type to talk, to try for sympathy.
Well, thanks for the elementary psychology. But should you really be telling me what this is all about? I was actually expecting another couple of kicks and a warning to shut up, to be honest.
What's the point of doing all this if you don't know what I'm doing it for?
You don't think I'll do the exact opposite now that I know? You don't think I'll keep shut about this?
You're not that type, boy. I've read your profile, don't forget. The other prisoners are going to see those bruises. They're going to see you stumble as you walk. And you'll have to tell them in the end. It's not being able to keep a secret that got you here in the first place.
Oh, that's rubbish and you know it.
No, it isn't. Illegal accessing and sharing of sensitive government information sounds to me like you were keeping a lot of secrets a lot less than secret.
You're right, though. Never trust friends.
I think it's more a matter of not being able to trust yourself, really. I mean, here you are, and all because you couldn't keep your lid on something you shouldn't have seen.
It needn't to be told. If only you knew what it is I discovered. Look, you'd understand if I told you.
Oh, no, I'm not falling into that trap. You tell me, and then you've got a sword of Damocles you can hold over my head. Besides, it's confidential, so I don't want to know.
Oh, sure you do. Everybody wants to know what the government's not telling us. It's old news.
Unlike you, I know when to say no. And I'm saying it right now. What's more, I'm done with you for the time being. Get straight back to your bunk, then get right to sleep.
Aye, aye, bastard.
We'll be meeting again. I feel sure of it. Ourselves here, or rather you find yourselves here. This is a paying job for me and I leave when my 15 years are up. You lot, on the other hand, have absolutely no hope of any reprieve whatsoever. You're stuck here for life. Don't you forget it. In fact, as far as the outside galaxy is concerned, you don't even exist anymore. You've been erased from history, dead to your friends and relatives, wiped from every Federation record on every Federation world. Hell, even a few of the independents have declared your non-existence. But I won't tell you which one, so don't go thinking you'll have a definite refuge if you're thinking of escaping. And that's another thing. There's no escape from this place. You'll find it as impenetrable as a gulag. Matter of fact, it is something of a gulag. We're going to work you hard here, make no mistake. And the inky void of space is the only place you've got any chance of reaching from here, which is colder than any Russian winter, for those of you who know the period of Earth history I'm talking about, and deadlier besides. This, of course, is why we're on a space station in the first place. The only contact we have beyond these walls are the local supply ships and the prisoner transport barge.
Drone on, drone on, drone on. Won't this guy ever shut up?
I know what you mean, but we should probably listen in. Some of this information might actually be useful to us.
Hopeful, aren't you?
About living here.
about dying here. There's no living in this place. If the stories I've heard are true, sure, it's not the worst place they could have sent us, but it looks like hell to me.
Then we'll have to make living here as bearable as possible, won't we?
You're innocent, aren't you? I mean, well, you must be to have that attitude.
What are you talking about? I've known criminals to treat prisons as new homes?
Maybe, but not this place. I mean, do you know what the suicide rate is here? You do realise, don't you, that what our illustrious warden is spelling out to us up there is that we no longer have any rights whatsoever. Aside from the possibility of a few noisy locals protesting at the presence of a gulag in their system, nobody's rooting for us. Which means there's no one to stop them from doing whatever the hell they want with us. Not even the Federation, since it was our betrayal of its laws that got us up here in the first place. Beating, rape, execution, they can do whatever they want.
I expect there's a point to all this.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no hope at all, and every day comes with the possibility of each and every one of us being screwed over in a way we haven't even imagined. In short, there's no way this place is ever going to get cosy. About the only hope we have, if you're going to call it a hope, is that most of us are going to be kept alive for as long as is needed to keep the labour going. The trouble is, they seem to have a steady influx of prisoners and only so much space.
You paint a grim picture.
Yeah, it's a lot more grim than you were expecting, huh?
Just about.
Which returns us to my guess that you're innocent. Look, you can trust me. I know it's important to keep your image tough in a place like this, but you can confide in me.
What, until the day you betray me?
I won't. Honestly, I won't. We all need friends here, which means we need each other. We can trust each other, at least for a while.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I wouldn't even want to. They got the wrong Jorma, would you believe?
And to save face, they held on to you regardless. That's bloody typical of the bastards. That really is.
And make this place even remotely useful. As much as killing you all would be so much easier, it seemed a much more sensible idea to the Federation to keep you on as slave labour instead. And I couldn't agree more, quite frankly. It's not just the charges for the weapons, you understand. We could always reuse nooses if need be. But there's also the matter of transporting the bodies and burying them. At least this way you get to give something back to the decent law-abiding citizens of this great Terran Federation of ours. Anyway, that's enough from me. Welcome to the Demtar Safi system, your new home and one of the most remote and inhospitable in the galaxy. But more specifically, welcome to Space Station KX-42, your real new home, and the place you'll never leave. Enjoy the walls, people. They'll be here every day.
Ah, the new lot. I wonder which one got 40 licks from the warden last night.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you what, though. Even 3 months doesn't seem to be enough to heal a hand that's been crushed under a steel-capped boot. I still can't shut my fingers properly.
Nice one, style.
What? That self-righteous know-it-all? Ignore him, I say. He's probably just some doomsayer trying to see who will wet their pants first. It's pretty much a standard thing in places like this. Make bets on newcomers, test people's endurance, that sort of thing. It's all a matter of displaying power over those few people you can. If you're at the bottom of the rung, like all of us, really, the only people you can take seniority over are the new arrivals, and then only because you know the geography of the place better than they do.
So you're saying he's trying to prove himself as better than us because he knows where the toilets are?
Yeah, pretty much. And if you're the one wetting yourself, then he's actually got a pretty good power hold over you. Which brings us back to you.
Why me?
Because I've probably done nothing but scare you all morning.
Not really. You just set things straight. Actually, you've been more of a comfort than anything else. I thought I was going to have to ride this life sentence out alone.
Good thing we found each other when we did, then, huh?
It was indeed.
Anyway, why don't you tell me your story?
Why don't you tell me yours?
Nice one. Keep everyone on their toes regardless.
Actually, I was being serious. My story's pretty dull, and I want to know yours.
Mine's not exactly exciting either, you know. I killed an employee.
You what?
She was sleeping with my secretary.
So?
So was I.
Fair enough, I suppose. Was it worth it, though?
Oh, yeah. I killed my secretary as well, and they never even pinned that one on me.
Well done, I suppose. And that was enough to get you here?
Nah, it was mostly the way I did it, which, believe you me, isn't worth repeating unless you're within chucking distance of a latrine.
I'll take your word for it, then.
Oh, and I had a lousy adjudicator. The man had no clue about justice, really. I suspect he just had some agenda against women committing sex crimes, so he chucked me in here instead of Cygnus Alpha, or what have you. So that's my side of things covered. What's your tale?
As I said, it's pretty boring. I got arrested and had charges of political agitation laid on me. I eventually found out that someone else on Earth with my exact name was a real agitator, and it was just easier to make me appear guilty to everyone I knew and chuck me out with the bathwater. After all, the last thing the Federation needs is someone pointing out its occasional incompetence, even if it is a trillion-strong administrative force.
Did they ever get the other drama?
I've got no idea, to be honest. Hell, all I know about her is her name, where she's from and what she did. Oh, and what she looks like, too.
Yeah?
I caught a glimpse of her full dossier when it finally reached the local division that nabbed me. It's just a pity they didn't bother to wait for it to arrive before ruining my life.
Look on the bright side. If they hadn't arrested you, we'd never have met. Not funny. Okay, fair enough.
I'll say one thing, though. If there's anything that's going to keep me alive in this place, is the hope that she fronts up with the new arrivals one day.
Planning on doing nasty things to her, are you?
Given that I'm here for life anyway, I don't see why I should hesitate. Many rights here, but I like the one where I'm allowed to sleep for 6 hours a day.
Word is you used to be a mechanical engineer.
I still am, unless my degree counts for nothing anymore.
Oh, it counts for a lot with me.
Look, who are you anyway? What is it you want with me?
My name's Style. Kev Style.
And Jorma, pleased to meet you. Now go away.
Wake up!
Didn't I tell you to go away?
You did, but I'm not going to.
Please go away. Pretty please. I'm really, really tired.
I need to talk to you.
Why now? Why here?
It's nice and quiet. Nobody's listening.
You're wrong about that. I'm sure someone's listening. This is a prison, and suspicion breeds.
I'm more careful than that.
Which is a pity, as I'm probably the only person not listening. Now go away.
Do you want to get out of here?
And go where?
Away. I don't know. Anywhere. Off this station and towards freedom.
We've been erased from Federation records, you idiot. There's no one to go without instantly arousing suspicion.
Don't you want to clear your name?
What did you say?
Clear your name. I understand you're something of an innocent among thieves.
Who told you that?
Word gets around. Why, wasn't I supposed to know?
As it happens, nobody was.
That's rule number one about this place. Hold off before you start to put your faith in people. It's important to get to know them first.
Then what's your excuse?
I'm introducing myself, aren't I?
Can anyone vouch for you?
Oh yeah, Asimov.
Ren Asimov?
The same.
You know him?
More to the point, he knows me.
Yeah, okay. He's someone I actually can trust. I'm listening.
If you want to get out of here, then work with me. I'm putting together something of a plan, but it needs your skills. In return, I can offer you freedom from this place and the possibility of a restored life.
Oh? How?
I used to work in Central Records, and I'm a hacker. Put that combination to use and you've got yourself a new identity, or a restored one.
Why me? Why not anyone else?
Because as I said, I need your skills. Besides, I can think of no one in this place more deserving.
What's your excuse then?
Caught by Federation injustice. but I'll tell you my story later. Just sleep on what I've told you for now. I'll get in touch with Asimov. Just talk to him tomorrow and he'll take you to me. Then we can discuss this further.
Morning.
Hello.
Take a seat. I gather you had a visitor last night, my love.
Will you stop calling me that, please?
Of course, sorry.
Yes, I had a visitor. This style guy. What do you know about him?
Probably more than I should. He's reliable, from what I can gather. Tough, but trustworthy. Although I'm not sure I trust him myself.
Why not?
Well, maybe it's not so much that. His reasons for enlisting us seem selfish. Well, his reasons for enlisting you.
I see. What else do you know?
He was a file clerk in the real world, but a first-rate hacker. Or so he tells everyone.
Yeah, I got that from the horse's mouth last night. Well, except for the first-rate bit.
Well, that's unusual.
What's unusual?
That he didn't brag about his skills. It's my understanding that he likes to put about a fairly solid self-image.
I think we all do in a place like this. Mind you, if he's willing to trust us with a more modest image, then he might be worth trusting himself.
Oh, I hope so.
So, is he turning up anytime soon? I've got a work shift in an hour.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Speak of the devil.
Such name calling. You're going to be hard to win over, I can tell.
We're here to have a serious discussion, so please be serious.
Of course.
So, what's your plan?
Get out of here, obviously.
Yeah, thanks for that. How?
We hijack a ship.
Maybe it helps that I've only been here a few weeks and the warden's speech is still somewhat fresh in my mind. But didn't he mention something about heavy guards being placed on all incoming ships?
Which is our biggest problem, yes. But if we can get hold of one, I think we'll be onto a winner. If we're prepared.
So, you want me to get the ship going while you fiddle with the computer protection over the drive systems, yes? Then what's Asimov for? Team leadership?
Hey!
I needed him to get you to trust me.
I'm still here, or didn't you notice?
You were a freedom fighter before you came here, right?
Well, I...
Well, were you or weren't you?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
I was a member of the Freedom Party.
There you go.
A minor member. It's a good cause and all, don't get me wrong, but I'm not really one for fighting.
So what? You're a coward or something? You're not much use if that's the case.
Absolutely not. I just don't plan to die anytime soon is all.
So you're not some rebel against the Federation?
Not exactly, no. I mean, I was part of a protest raid against a Federation supply station, but I wasn't exactly a major player in it or anything.
Then how did you end up here, of all places? I mean, don't they issue fines for that sort of thing?
Oh, 2 years in minimum security, usually. Which makes how I got here something of a painful story.
I suspected as much.
As of when?
As of the first time I heard about you. I put the story and the man together, and all I could see was more Federation whitewashing and injustice. Which is the real reason why I brought the three of us together, because we have this much in common.
I know why I'm here, and I agree with your statement up to that point. But I'd like to know why the pair of you should be included in that category.
I promised I'd fill you in on the details, so I might as well. Until a few months ago, I worked at Central Control.
Rubbish! You worked there and it's for life.
Not since it returned to Earth.
When did that happen?
Shows how much you know about it.
It's a highly secret establishment. I'll admit that my information may be a little behind the times.
It moved there a few years after the Galactic War.
But that was nearly 40 years ago.
I guess my information's a little older than I was led to believe.
Go on with your story, please.
I was in data retrieval.
A file clerk, I thought so.
I stumbled across some information I shouldn't have. Some astonishingly highly classified documents I found purely by chance while hacking on my break. Now, I risk my life by telling you this, so I'll only say it the once. It seems certain aspects of the Federation have something of a vested interest in certain illegal rebel groups.
Which is reason enough for those documents to be highly classified, I suppose. And then they chucked you in here?
Not until I passed the information on to a close friend. A former close friend.
Thought you could trust him.
What I found is really big. I had to tell someone, get the word out.
Doesn't sound like you were ever much of a fan of the Federation.
Not really, no.
Then why work for them? And at Central Control of all places?
I was qualified and they pay well.
And that was enough? Never mind what they actually get up to.
I've only ever looked out for myself.
Which doesn't fill me with much confidence.
And I always felt that what I didn't see couldn't hurt me.
But then you saw something that could.
At which point it occurred to me that I'd better start looking out for other people, because I might need them to look out for me one day.
We really do have something in common.
It's a very moving story, I'm sure, but it still doesn't leave us with a plan.
What's your story? For Jorma's benefit. I've already heard it.
Well, the protest raid you know about. I was one of a few Freedom Party members who were arrested that day. But everyone else fingered me as the ringleader, although I'm not sure why. Maybe they thought I'd put up the least amount of fuss.
Why name you?
To buy themselves diminished sentences, I suppose. Not that it worked, but I ended up getting a charge of treason slapped on my head. Which reminds me, as I was being herded onto the prison ship, a few members were there shouting that they'd free us. I assume they meant other members, as a few of us arrived together. It's a pity they never did.
I've heard whispers.
Whispers of what?
This is why I brought us together today.
What are you talking about?
I'm afraid I've not been entirely forthcoming up to now. I heard whispers last night. This is why I accosted you in your sleep, Jorma. Those rescuing Freedom Party members are making that rescue attempt tomorrow morning.
You must be joking! They'll never get through the security!
An associate of mine heard from a corrupt guard that said guard was speaking to the captain of the supply ship that arrived here last month. Apparently the captain mentioned in passing that one of their cargo ships was stolen recently, and that the theft had all the trademarks of a Freedom Party protest.
You're joking.
Absolutely not. Naturally, when I heard this, I remembered what you told me, and I put two and two together.
It's lucky you found out in time.
Hence the haste, as I said. I'm sorry I didn't mention it sooner, but I didn't think you'd be quite as convinced until everyone had laid down their backgrounds.
No, that's fair enough. Still, I suppose we'd better get to planning something then.
As long as we know what we're doing, we should be all right. But we need to be close to the docking bay when they arrive.
Come on, move it! Try in here. Leave no stone unturned.
Asimov? Are you in here, Asimov?
Asimov. Come out hiding if you can hear us. It's safe territory in here.
Asimov!
This place is a mess.
It has been for about an hour.
I've been under there for that long?
What exactly is that? Some sort of spare compartment?
A hidden one, as far as I can tell. I have a feeling the original owners of this ship were probably smugglers.
Wouldn't surprise me. The Federation don't exactly pay well at the best of times if you're on contract, but especially so if all you're doing is delivering supplies to a prison station.
Is the coast clear for our escape?
There's still a bit of fighting going on, but there were only so many Freedom Party members on this thing to start with.
I'm not surprised given how small this ship is.
I think we can make a move pretty soon. Styles wiped the computer's identity memory, and the ship's drive seems to be going all right, for what it is. We won't get far, but we'll get away from here.
Well, let's do exactly that then.
That's it. Everyone's off the ship now.
Right, let's go to the cockpit before they come back to clean up the bodies.
But if we leave first, then doesn't that mean we have to do it ourselves?
Small price to pay for freedom.
very big, is it?
It doesn't need to be. Now buckle yourselves in. I'll need to move her out of here with the airlock open, and the change in pressure is going to cause buffeting on that side of the ship.
Won't that kill everyone on the station?
We need the distraction. Don't worry, it's only guards there. And they've got seals on all the internal hatches, so they'll soon have it closed off from the rest of the place.
Which means nobody left alive will be able to get to the airlock.
Hold on tight, boys.
Is that the last of it?
We're through the worst of it, yes, but the rest of the ride's going to be fairly tough.
Can't you smooth it out at all?
This is an old ship. It can only take so much. We'll need to make planetfall fairly soon, or it'll break apart.
Tell me you're joking. We have to get away from here, otherwise all of this will have been for nothing.
I can get us as far out from here as possible, but I can't make it out of the system.
Just go as far as you can.
I only hope it's far enough.